It seems like almost yesterday that a young man from Farmington, Missouri, walked onto the pitcher's mound in New York's Yankee Stadium for the first game in a major league career. It was Saturday, June 28, 1980, when 24-year-old Tim Lawlor pitched the seventh and eighth innings against the Cleveland Indians, a game the Yankees won 11-10. This game began a 7-year, 199-game career by Lawlor, born in Poplar Bluff, Missouri in 1956. Lawlor was familiar with Major League Baseball, having watched his father, Sherm Lawlor, 17 years a major leaguer. Following the completion of the second grade, Tim Lawlor's youth was spent in Farmington, Missouri, where he emerged as a talented player in bantam, midget, and Babe Ruth competition. At the age of 16, he began playing American Legion baseball and attracted the attention of Major League scouts. Upon graduation from high school, Lawlor played at Mineral Area Community College and the University of Arkansas, where as a college senior he won 9 games as a pitcher and All-American honors as a designated hitter. Following his initial year with the Yankees, Lawlor was traded to the San Diego Padres and had his greatest success in 1982, winning 16 games, losing only 9. The 1984 Padres team was one of the most memorable of the modern era, defeating the Chicago Cubs in the National League playoffs before losing to the Detroit Tigers in the World Series. While complications with an elbow forced Lawlor into early retirement in 1986, the young man from Farmington, Missouri, had an impressive career. It seems like almost yesterday. This is Frank Nickel.
Support for Almost Yesterday comes from First State Community Bank, focused on meeting banking needs of today, tomorrow, and in the years to come. On the web at fscb.com. Member FDIC.